Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jeanette Muller, she is the National Senior Inspector and Society Liaison Unit Officer, unbelievable title, from the NSPCA. That's the National Council of SPCAs. Good afternoon, Janet. How are you?
It's Jeanette, and good in you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeanette. So, the impact of COVID-19 on our pets. Has it been a positive one or has it been a negative one?
Absolutely negative, and it was a huge shock to all the SPCAs, and that led it with uneducated owners, not knowing what the COVID have done or who can the COVID be affected to, leading the animals being dumped at SPCAs, leaving the kennels over full. We really, it was a negative impact on all 80 SPCAs in South Africa.
See, it's so important to, for me to do these interviews and find out beyond my echo chamber and beyond my sphere of influence where I'm seeing something very different. People saying how happy their animals are because they're at home for longer. I see with my pooch, she's much happier because I'm at home for longer. We're bonding on a different level. And I'm hearing exactly the opposite from you, which is just, this is very, very sad. So what have you done?
It is. Most people can go and join our SPCAs of South Africa Facebook page, and they can actually see during the COVID time how many animal cruelty is out there. And the people don't have the financial means to take care of their animals anymore. So, yes, we do see some people on Facebook taking care of their animals, but majority of our people don't have the financial need to look after their animals, and that is causing the negative impact.
I hear that. If somebody, you know, hasn't had a salary for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, they have to still support a family. Has there not been any people doing fostering of animals on the other side of that coin?
We do not allow foster homing for very valid reasons. You're more than welcome to go and check on our website. Yeah. Why do we not allow foster homing? We do believe that a pet needs a forever home to adapt to one family and get along with one family. So you're more than welcome to phone a local SPCA to go and adopt animals. Adoptions is open. So please go and adopt animals. The kennels is really flooded with animals.
All right. Jeanette, thank you very, very much for your time. And, just keep doing the great job that the SPCA does.